Please be seated, and if there are other youngsters who would care to join us, please come down. We will make room. This is a great problem to have. Make room up here for more folks. That's wonderful. We're glad you can come. If you'd like to bring a parent, grandparent, or friend, that's okay too. When I was a little boy, we lived out in the country on a road outside of Clarksville, Tennessee. And we lived along a road where there were folks who looked like me, but we also lived where there were folks who had dark skins. There were African-American folks who lived there. And up on the hill from our house, Mr. and Mrs. Yeary Hester, who owned a farm there, were our African-American neighbors. So my mom and Mrs. Hester loved to talk about flowers. They both loved to grow flowers. And Mrs. Hester would come to our house, and my mom would go to her house, and they would talk about the different flowers they were planting and growing. And then one day, they moved a trailer in a lot across the road from where our trailer sat, and we heard that there were some folks who were going to move there who were from Puerto Rico. Well, I'd never met anybody from Puerto Rico, but when they moved in, they were really nice. He was a soldier. Their name was Reyes, and they had a little baby girl. And I tell you, she was so sweet and so cute, and we just learned to love them just like everybody else who lived along that road. Before they moved in, though, Mrs. Hester was talking to my mom, wondering, how are we going to get along with folks who are so different? Because their first language wasn't English, it was Spanish. And though they spoke English really, really well, they ate different foods than we did. I had eaten a lot of beans in my time, because we grew them, but I had never eaten black beans and rice until Mrs. Reyes brought them to our house. We learned to eat new foods. I learned a little bit of Spanish. We became good friends. You see, at first, we knew what they were. He was a soldier. They were Puerto Rican. But after a while, we knew who they were. They were our friends. Now, Pastor Chris just finished reading a story about Jesus and a woman who was very different from him. Now, I'm going to talk about that story because, you see, I really believe that God wants us to go beyond knowing what somebody is to knowing who they are. Because when we get to know who they are, most likely we will be friends. So as you listen to the sermon, see if you can find out when Jesus and the woman he meets become friends. Okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us people who are different from us so that we can learn to see you in them, to love them, and to know them, and so that we can have new friends from all around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.